condolences to the families of all those affected by the helicopter accident over the weekend. Let me thank you, President, for the briefing today and for your working paper on your efforts on a programme of work. This, of course, builds on the extensive efforts of previous presidencies, India and Indonesia, and my delegation would like to place on record our thanks to all presidencies for their efforts in this regard. We would also like to thank the United States and France for their working paper as well. We think it's very important at this juncture to have the compilation of proposals made during this year in front of us. And from a transparency perspective, my delegation welcomes this opportunity to have a discussion in this plenary format on these proposals and on the draft that you have tabled. We think it's very important for us all to understand where objections have been made to certain proposals, what the basis for those objections are. And in this regard, like so many have raised today, my delegation wanted to highlight the importance that we place on the continuity of the CD's work. And it's something that my delegation and many delegations have raised during the discussions on the programme of work this year. Indeed, the focus on the aspect of the continuity of our work has been a very notable aspect of our programme of work discussions this year. And there was useful language that had been proposed, in particular language that was put forward for inclusion in OP7, which is highlighted in the US-French paper, which garnered a lot of support, including from my delegation. But we see that this language did not make it into the latest draft. And we just wanted to take this opportunity to echo a point that many have made, that the programme of work negotiations this year have really gone well into the session. What we need to do is to see the fruit of all of that work bear out next year as well. And we can send a really clear signal about our collective intent in that regard by including language to that effect in the programme of work. And as a distinguished representative from Egypt said earlier, what we're looking for is a structural mechanism that would send that signal about our intent to carry our work forward. So we really hope, President, that the will of so many of the delegations that have spoken today on the point of continuity and seeing that reflected in the draft programme of work can be reflected. I thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for your sympathy. Now I give the floor to the representative of